Most think that sales is all about having the gift to gab. When I was growing up, my mom always used to say, you could talk to anybody, you could sell anyone anything. And many salespeople believe, many people in general believe, that to be successful in sales, it's about having the gift to gab. Today, I'm going to share with you how to increase your sales by shutting your mouth. Let's go. All right, fighters, most salespeople have bad reputations. They have a reputation of twisting people's arms. They have a reputation of putting pressure on people. They have a reputation of being, you know, all slick and polished with canned responses and scripts that they can just pull out these one-liners and close the deal. Well, listen, that is old news. That is tired. That way of selling is tired. It's old. If you are doing that, if you are following anyone that's teaching you anything like that, you need to stop it. All right. Today's buyers are educated. They understand what's happening. They don't want to be manipulated. Okay. And so today I want to talk a little bit about a better way to sell. And it's really rooted in this, y'all. Y'all. I just said y'all, and I'm in Colorado. I'm not even in Texas. Look at that, y'all. We do have a few team members in the fight, though. They're in Texas, and I think they're rubbing off on me. But anyway, a better way is this. All people, all human beings want to be heard. They want to be understood, okay? And connection happens when they are talking, not when you are talking. If you want to sell more, you need to learn how to shut your mouth. Now, obviously, you can't just spend the whole sales call in silence, all right? But, you know, there's rules of thumb out there, how much somebody should be talking versus the salesperson. In the ideal case, I want them talking as much as possible, you know, 75, 80% of the time, and I'm shutting my mouth that amount of time, and I'm only talking 20 to 30% or whatever the math is there that I just fucked up, all right? So, connection happens when they're talking. When they're the ones that are sharing their desires, sharing what's important to them, when they feel like you're understanding them, okay, and not just bringing back these slick little one-liners and these sales scripts and stuff. Because, and the reason I'm bringing this up is we get a lot of messages from people going, hey, when I join your battleground program, your sales training programs and stuff, am I going to get a bunch of scripts? Okay, guys, there are no one-liners in the world that are going to be able to use, you can use repeatedly over and over and over and over and over that are just going to close deals because every conversation's a little different. Every human being is different. Okay. So we're not into scripting. Now we teach some word tracks that you can kind of make your own and this and that. We give you the frameworks for that. But if you're trying to just have a bunch of scripts, hey, they say this, I say that, that's a problem. Okay. But today I really want to talk about the power of silence. I've done a little content on this in the past, and I want to give you guys a couple examples to get people talking. Okay. That's really the purpose of this here today. So I think I got three examples here of just, you know, how I might handle a certain situation in a conversation with a prospect. The first is this. If you hear somebody bringing something up over and over again, like, hey, you know, what would a great experience look like with, you know, the contractor or the kitchen remodeler or the painter or whatever you're going to hire, you know, hey, if you could wave a magic wand over this situation, over this project, you know, what would happen? What would the experience look like? What would it feel like? And you might hear something like two or three, four times throughout your conversation with somebody, they might be talking about, yeah, it's really important that it's a quality job, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And okay, I get that. And, you know, and quality, and we just want a really good job. You will hear different patterns. You will hear people sharing things that are important to them if they're talking. Okay. And instead of saying what most salespeople do, they pounce all over it. They'll go, well, we always do a quality job. We win awards and we're certified for this and okay, whatever. All right. Reframe it. Hey, Sam, you've said two or three times in the last couple minutes now, some about a quality job and a really good job. Tell me more about that. What they're going to do is rah, 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 in a good way. They're going to be telling you what's important to them. They're going to define what a quality job means to them. You could even take it deeper. Well, you know, we just, you know, we want somebody that's really pays attention to detail and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so quality job to you is somebody really pays attention to detail, you're using the best product, things like that. Is there anything else that I should know about what a quality job means to you? Guys, you are creating an environment for them to be heard, for them to be understood. And in that silence, many times, what we teach is you should be taking notes on every sales call. And so if there's that silence, if they're going, tell me more about that, you zip your mouth and they're talking, sometimes the prospect, especially on a pre-qualification call when we're doing this on a phone, okay, is going to be a little silence. And I've had people ask me, hey, are you still there? And I'm like, oh man, I'm so sorry. I'm just jotting down some notes, just really making sure that I know what is important to you. If you're tired of being told you're too expensive and being ghosted by prospects after you've spent hours in the bidding process with them, I want to give you a free resource today. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap, C-H-E-A-P, and grab our guide to spotting cheap prospects. Go through that and equip yourself so that you can see the time wasters coming a mile away. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today. All right, second. Okay, I got all these squeaky voices. That's all right, man. You know, I'm excited. You might get something like another possible way that you can ask a good question and then shut your mouth and get them to be heard and understood is the phrase, that's interesting. You know, the last guy really made a mess and created a shit show around my house and my wife was pissed at me and, you know, it just seemed like they never had their act together. It was just full of chaos. Okay. The shitty salesperson wants to pull out a one-liner. The rock star salesperson is going to say something the extent of, man, that's interesting. You know, why do you think that was? They're going to open up. They're going to tell you. And again, you can continue to peel this down. The final example I want to give you here is the one that many of you get if you're pricing your shit right, especially if you're following what we say here in the fight. You're going to get, that is a lot of money, man. That's way more money than we thought it was going to be. That's, you know, this and that. Okay, it's the financial budget objection, if you want to call it that. All right. You know, Tom, you know, this all sounds good, but that's just way more than we plan to spend on this project. Okay. The shitty salesperson's going to go in to, you know, well, it's about value and blah, 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 and all these other scripts and one-liners and stupid closing techniques that are outdated and that are not rooted in human connection. They're only rooted in the fact that the fucking salesperson wants their commission and they don't give a shit about the client or the prospect. Okay. So they bring you that. You affirm it. See, if you notice in each one of these, you affirm that you heard them. Hey, you said, or that's interesting. Or in this one, you know, that is a lot of money. I'm agreeing with them. That is a lot of money. What do you think we should do next? Okay. Now, I'm not saying, what do you think we should do next? Or why do you think that is? Or tell me more about that. Are the same things that you should use every time. Because this is not about scripts. This is a framework for you to follow. All right. So guys, listen, bottom line is this. In sales, it's about control. Nobody wants to give up control. Your prospect doesn't want to give up control. That's why they bullshit you about their budget and all that other stuff. And they lie to you when they don't want to hire you. That's why they're telling you, we want it itemized. Or they'll send back what used to happen being the fax days many years ago. Some of the kids on here don't even know what a fucking fax machine is. But anyway, Logan's behind the camera. Do you know what a fax machine is? I mean, what? You're 27, right? 27. So he knows what a fax machine is. I used to get people that wanted so much control, they would like cross things out in our contract, our terms and conditions, and write in their own terms and fax it back and say, we're only going to hire you for this, right? They wanted control. All right. So control is a big thing. None of us wants to give up control. Guys, you can give them control by the questions that you ask and your silence. But if you're always butting in and trying to make your point and defend your price and talk about how great you are, okay, they're feeling out of control. And on the flip side, the irony of this whole thing is you keep control of the sales process when you give them space to talk and you shut the fuck up. Okay? So keep control by shutting your mouth, being an expert at asking questions and peeling things back. So guys, before we get out of here today, instead of pouncing, I want to encourage you to peel and listen and shut up. then peel it back again, create more connection and more sales by just simply learning how to shut up. If you want to take this deeper, you want to learn more about how to be a badass salesperson who connects with people, who really meets their needs and is in it for the right reasons and all the good things that I know that you want to be, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we'll give you a little guide on some good questions to ask to help you peel things back and be a better salesperson. Don't forget to subscribe, share this, like it, all the shit I'm supposed to say at the end of one of these videos. All right. Appreciate you for all for being part of the fight. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.